listener production.
Hey there, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. Australia is well behind on reaching a 43% emissions reduction target by 2030, but the federal government reckons we'll reach 40%. The Climate Change and Energy Minister says he's pleased with the results but not satisfied, while scientists say for us to help stop global warming, we should be aiming for a 74% reduction. A teenager has died and another injured after a serious car crash in Sydney's northwest today. A 17-year-old boy's been killed while another's been taken to hospital in a serious but stable condition. They're both believed to be pedestrians. New South Wales Police has been ordered to pay Bill Spedding almost $1.5 million in compensation. It's after the former suspect in the William Tyrrell case was cleared of historic child sex allegations. Mr. Spedding says his reputation has been destroyed.
My family life was torn apart, our grandkids were taken from us, and their lives also have changed forever. No sum of money will restore the life I enjoyed before this terrible nightmare.
Briefly, Medibank is urging customers affected by the cyber hack to be alert after what's left of the stolen data was published on the dark web today, although the health insurer says the information is incomplete. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says it's too late to call a national holiday for the Socceroos following their 1-0 win over Denmark last night at the World Cup, but he'll consider one if we make it all the way to the final and win. Back to the World Cup, the Socceroos aren't celebrating their win against Denmark, with the focus switching straight to their clash with Argentina. Aussie coach Graham Arnold banning players from social media before Sunday's match. There are reports former Eagles boss Craig Vozzo is set to be appointed as the Bombers' new CEO. And Marnus Labuschagne notched up a double century on day two of the first test against the West Indies in Perth. It was short-lived, though, after he was dismissed for 204, while Steve Smith has pulled off his 29th test century.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.